Greetings, everyone. This week's Sunday School lesson is found in the 7th chapter of Matthew as part of what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. The whole sermon, consisting of chapters 5 through 7, is filled with important and fundamental Christian doctrine and truth. If you haven't read the lesson text, you can do so by clicking here. The title of the lesson is Jesus Teaches About Spiritual Discernment, or the Pursuit of Truth. People have used "judge not" to condone and excuse misconduct from the pulpit to the door. But Jesus' teaching here is not and never was intended for people to use to justify or get people to look away from their or others' sin. The teaching here is about attitude towards oneself and others. We are not to have an attitude toward others in which we search for things to point to as flaws in their life or character. Our aim or purpose is to help lift people up, not condemn or judge them for where they are or have been. If we look hard enough, I'm sure we can find something to say about just about anyone. The way we look at others then is the way God will look at us. As we endeavor to help others, Jesus tells us to make sure we are not in need of help ourselves for what we are trying to help others with. In other words, don't attempt to clean the house of others when ours is in need of cleaning. He says to clean our own house first and then go lend a hand to someone else. But then he says, don't offer to clean the houses of those who don't want their houses clean, not now or ever. These people will use you, abuse you, and have contempt for your efforts. People like this have a way of letting us know they don't need or want our help. Sadly, everyone calling on the name of Jesus is not doing the works of Jesus nor teaching the truth of what he said. To know the difference, we must judge or discern the truth or true meaning of what we see and hear in them. Jesus raises a very high bar when he says that a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, nor an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Keep in mind, his reference is to prophets, or generally those who claim to speak for God. I believe the fruit that Jesus references is every aspect of a prophet or teacher which is observable and how it lines up with the teachings of God. Finally, Jesus warns of inauthenticity. Anyone faking it won't make it. Evil works or darkness have no place in the life of Christians. Not some, or just a little bit, but none. Those who attempt to enter the kingdom without purging themselves of every sin and weight do so at their own peril. As believers, we must, as 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 says, purify ourselves. Well, thanks for listening. Leave any comments or questions in the space provided below. I hope you will attend Sunday School this coming Sunday and share your thoughts on this important lesson. Remember, fear God and keep His commandments.